So yesterday is the last year before the Bechina. Then after the Bechina, that next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I'd like to give four shiurim. But for what's going to be on the Bechina is going to be up to today. Well, we're having the Bechina next Monday?
Yes, I
am.
Last
weekend,
Tuesday,
Wednesday, Thursday? Yeah, maybe. We'll see. Okay, so today is Bishul Akum. So says the Rambam, Perek Yud Zayin, Halacha Tes. Yesham dvar machem, osro osam chachamim, avu pi she'ein lisurim ikar min ha-Torah. Kozu olehem kidei lisrachek min ha-Akum. Ashul ish arvu b'mehen Yisrael, yavu v'dei chasnas. So the certain things the chacham asked that we should stay away from the goyim, and we shouldn't marry them. Veil hein also lishtos imohen afilu b'mokum shein lochosh liayin netzach. You can't drink with them also lachol pitam u'bishuleim afilu b'mokum shein lochosh ligiuleim. So we saw. So therefore you bishulachum is us. And oranges? Yeah, so that we'll have to see whether that means intoxicating or, you know. Okay. So Rashi says on page 2 on Lamed Hey Amud Beis, we can help you with the Torah, the cool mishum chach. Bishum chasnas. Rabbi Ganak likes to point out the stira because the Rashi on Lamed Chesam Aleph, top Rashi says the Rabbi Shlomo Rogel Etzlo B'Machol U'Mishta Yechilenu Dover Tomei. So you're going to come to eat with them, even though they're kosher food, but then they'll come to give you something trade. Okay, so he pointed out that's a different reason. Okay. So we know the famous halacha, that there are two halachas that we pass to like both of them. And the idea being that if it's nechal kamo shehu chai, if it can be eaten raw, then there's no din of bishul akum. So if you have carrots, you can eat carrots raw. So that if he cooks the carrots, that's not bishul akum. And it also has to be ola al shulchan malachim. It has to be something chashuv that the melech would serve it at on his shulchan. So those are the two main klolim that we have when it comes to bishul akum. And we pass them like both of them, both of these clones. If you look in Shulchan Aruch, on page 17, Dover she'enu nechal kabo shehu chai, kem ol al shulchan lochem, lafet vos hapas, profesh shebrusel v'chav hil v'chli Yisrael, v'eis Yisrael osu mishum, Bishulei Akum. So these are the these are the Kohen. If you look in the Rambam, page 5, in Halacha Yudalas, Akum Shibisha Lanu Yayin Ocholah Vadvash Shibisha Kiyotsu Be'el Dov HaNechol Kamo Shuhukai Harei Ol Mutarm Vadvash Ol Dov HaShein HaNechol Kamo Shuhukai. The only goes on something that you can't eat raw, like meat. So then the bishul asks. Then halacha has lovi right. The medvar moor medvar shul allah shul chamalachim lechal bo tapas gam batsa v'beitzim v'dogi v'peyoti them. Am al dami she'in allah shul chamalachim lechal bo tapas gam tamusim. So if it's not choshev, you're not going to invite your friend to eat something that's not choshev. So it has to have a certain level of chashivas. One of my talmidim pointed out, Rabbi Gershon Albert in California, the Rosh Hashulchan writes that bulbas are not all Rosh Hashulchan malachim. Bulbas.
Oh.
Potatoes.
Huh? We should
have bulbas. No. Bulbas.
What's bulbas?
Potatoes.
Oh. You
So I was once discussing with Rabbi Badi, like how. It's hard to know, it's a halacha of Moshe Sinai that the potatoes it could be the potatoes, it's hard to make a blanket klal like that, maybe in his time or something like that,
Is it subjective, what people eat, now you can eat sushi, so the fish, that's not
eating? So it would be a sort of, to nechal to Moshe Chai thing. Yeah, so that's the famous conversation that Rav Schwab had with Chazon Ish. I heard it from Rav Schwab directly. Was talking about certain food, and he said, is it all Shulchan Malachim? And he said, the king or the queen would eat it for breakfast. Meaning it doesn't necessarily have to be all Shulchan Malachim for the state dinner, but I don't know. At the end of the day, it means something chashuv that you would invite someone for a dinner, you'd serve chicken, something that you would invite someone over to your house to partake in that particular food as the main course. So then that would be something that would be considered Olah Shulchan Malachim.
About soup, I considered could be never a motion if you ever think.
Cold soup?
No, regular soup.
You said you could either have cold soup.
If you have something that's never munchable kind and you cook it, then it's still not a problem, right? If you cook carrots, even if they're edible high, if you cook carrots...
Since they're edible high, you can cook them. You could cook them.
There's no problem. Right. You can cook carrots.
Right.
Because they're not, because they're never munchable high.
Right.
Is hot soup considered never munchable high?
So, of course, is you eat cold soup. You eat cold soup, a little cold.
Yeah.
And the other. Now, okay, so there's a famous machlokis between the Mechaber Rama and Tziv Zion on page 18. Says the Mechaber, Ein Shigira Satana Mu'elus Ela Bapas. We said before in Hilchas Pasakum that as long as the Israel does either turns on the fire or puts makes the fire or puts the dough in the oven or stokes the coals or even throws a piece of wood in, it's no longer. But the Machaber says that when it comes to Bishul Akum, it's much more chomer, and you don't have those three options that you could just make the fire or you definitely have to put the food in on the fire. So if the mashkiach comes in the morning and turns on the fire, it's not going to help for the mechaber. Meaning that you would need the Yisrael to go ahead and put it on the fire. It's not enough to just put it in the oven. You have to put it on the oven when the fire is on. Like if you put it in the oven and the one puts the fire after, that's not going to help. Because when you put it in the oven, you didn't do anything. Sometimes this happens. Someone will call me before Shabbos that they forgot to plug in the crock pot. So after Shabbos, you know, there's a concept of during Bein HaShemashos that there's no Amir Lakum during Bein HaShemashos, but so they can get it going after even after Shkia. But I tell them that the main problem here is Bishul Akum, because if it was you have a cholent and it's raw, so you're gonna have the guy put it in. So he's doing everything. I mean, forget put the mechaber. But even according to the Ram law, it says you do nothing. You did nothing. Yeah, but it's off. It's off. It's no different than I put it in this desk. But you know, so you did nothing. So the only idea, see, the Mechaber sheet is you don't have to put the food on the fire. The Ramah sheet is no. Is if you make the fire, ish mekilim v'sili that lochas ha'ish v'chita gecholim is mahani. So according to the Ramah, you did something. The Mechaber, well, let's see. It is,
so in that case, you're over there? You don't allow
a crock pot case? Yeah, right. This has happened a couple of times that people come over, either sometimes in shul or right before shul, you know, that they didn't plug in the crock pot. So then, I said, the main issue is Bishul Akum, not Shabbos halacha, but Bishul Akum halacha. Because, See, in Halacha Ches on page 19, you have nothing so kadera la'ish. It's still cut. The Baba Kahami had a zero also. Only can I give a macham on the side. So, it could be, Rabbi Tuchman, in your case, if you could get Machal Ben Drusai, then maybe, you know, in your case, it was on the thing, you put it on. If you get Machal Ben Drusai, so then maybe it would be, and we see the halacha is, according to the Machave, even, that if you still put it on the conveyor and then it gets machal ben drusai, so even though it's taken off and put back on, that's okay. And if it's the reverse, if the guy made a machal ben drusai, then you still finish it off, it's no good. Unless it's Erev Shabbos, so you have to have the berubah. Yesh matir b'cholim. I would think maybe if we could get Machos Ben Drusai, then it's something that, you know. Then, so the Svardim basically have a big issue, because a lot of the restaurants and the catering halls and the things, they have the Mashkiach might turn it on in the morning, but the guy is the one who puts it on the fire. Now, there's another halacha in the Shut HaRashba. Meaning, even if the guy, then the Jew finishes it off.
It'll still be
right. But this whole,
even though the guy did the whole
Michael, right. Then we have the famous Shut Rashba, page 12. Shvachas il haknuyis lanim dinim evet oril. So this is the discussion whether you have hired workers, whether the din of Bishalakim applies to them. So in Shulchan Aruch on page 17, in Halacha Dalet, it says, Misha Matya Bishpacha Shalonu. Yesh Misha Oser, a field of the other. So he has those two opinions, where the high-end workers is it did a bishalakim or not. And then there's another discussion in the post-kim whether Beis Yisrael makes a difference. Right, the famous Ravid, quoted in Tosis on page 3, on Chesem Aleph, third line, Omer Rav Rav Avram Bar of David, the Vadi Shlokos Oshu Chachamim Shaovik Chachamim Vashlom Beveso, Havak Shehu Bevashlom Beveso Yisrael Ein Lochosh. לא לחסדוס ולא שם יחילנו דברים תנאים. להודו לא רבינו תם. דבד יקים שם וכחובים ואשר לא חילקו חכמים בין ישוס ישראל וישוס הו וכחובים. So that is the so the halacha we say l'chumra. The Shulchan Aruch says that we say that the din of Abishalachim even b'beis Yisrael.
Well, the Ramah said before that the age belongs to the Yisrael.
Here we talk about the Goy did it, but it's in b'beis Yisrael.
But that means the age belongs to the Yisrael.
Well, according to the Mechaber, it's all totally on who put the food in. There are more hells that...
The house of Israel.
The
house
of Israel. He owns the stones. He owns the stones in the park, you know. But in Shulchan Aruch says, "Beis Yisrael shouldn't be Shulei Yaakov." That's on Kuv Yud Gimel Aleph. So Bekitzer, so the Svardim, so a real diehard Svardi is not going to eat at a lot of these restaurants because they're Bishul Akum. Rav Avadi Yosef and Rav Avadi both have this fake Sveika. He has a Tshuva here, page 27, the Abia Omer, that maybe you can say it's fake Sveika. That maybe the Mechaber is Halacha, maybe the Ramah. That you only need to turn on the fire. And even you want to say the Halacha is like the Mechaber, but maybe you can rely on the fact that you have fire at work. So that's the Sfeik Sfeika that Rav Avadi Yosef says on page 30. He says, "Gam asvardim b'nei edus hamizrach yesh lehem mamash yishlok v'sarech l'efal b'beit batei molon misados hakshirim o'idei shkochas harabonus hamatomis hafbisha hamatomach shuvat ha'tavshim u'goy ken yisrael shuhu ha'mashkiach ha'lakashus ma'adlik v'atmos ha'ish." And that's what Rav Avadi writes here on page 31, the same idea. Epshagam was fired this book as I came to the base of the Mohokyo. Das Ramah, the CSA Shtagi, and Bey Shitas Shar, are you showing him? Dein al Aschim, Paul, and Din Bishul Akum, Afila, and Kanuim Israel. Actually, Ms. Arich, Eitzel Hagoy, Shabishul, Nasir, Bebeis Hagoy, Az Osir. So there's a whole discussion the Shach has there on that din of Schirim. In the Shach on page 17 going over to page 18, discusses the Chuvus Yisrael Muzal of the So the Ramat here, maybe call the Akal Moshe Tshuvas HaRamban. So you say, why is he Matir with the Shvachos? So he has different reasons. Maybe the Knuyos L'Yisrael, or Yesh Lismach that is talking about Beis Yisrael. or what is Bnei Abayis was Milchata. So you have, I told you once in the CIA, I had a situation in Lag BaOmer where they had a school that was on an outing and they had a barbecue, and it was on the Heksha, but the Goyim cooked the barbecue before the school got there, so it was all Bishalachim. So I was making for them Bishas HaTchak to rely on the Heter of hired work. Only big shashakah, because they had this outing and then they wouldn't be able to eat anything in that case. But really, we shouldn't, rely on that usually. And even it's a chiddush that we retire to the sveik sveika, first Friday. You could say that that's not called the sveik sveika, whatever, maybe. The Mishfachas are mutter, so the question is why are they mutter? So he gives various reasons. Either they're mutter because they're Knuyas of Israel, or they're mutter because it's Beis Israel, or.
Well, I think that if you own them, and after you die yourself,
right, then that's your right.
But not just the regular some of you.
Right, right.
That would do away, even going to the Ramban, the whole thing.
Right, if you own from that concept, then that would do away with the whole thing. But if you hold that it's not like that, if you hold like that opinion, that would not be relevant to it today.
The special
we saw that it was since it's the Rabbanon, so they
move. Oh, yeah.
Then there's a big discussion in the postgame whether you have to do Heksha Kalim if somebody had Bishalakim done. There's a discussion in the Rashba in the Kadri at the Zion, page 20. Kein shibishim elo b'kachavim yufaneinu zvarim sheish mehem shum bishulei akum shikim heksha yesh omrim shein shikim heksha. So those the tour b'shem in Rashba, he says Yishuvish Harash says, So the pashtus says you need hechsher. Ramabani happens to have a tshuva where he's makel, but the pashtus is stam v'yesh omrim, because the rabbi holds that it's usually going to be batel barov anyway. I think that's what he holds.
Where is
it? It's the time that's going to come into the food. I think he's probably going to be Batel Barov.
And
therefore it'll be Mutter. I think I don't know if that's the tshuva here. Is it
the Rashi or Shita Rashi? The second Shita Rashi?
That's one from Maine?
Yeah, what else would you?
No, but maybe they made an Isser. So even whichever way you go, there's still an Isser. So the question is, how far does the Isser go? Did they match? So that was the discussion, that if it's only Tom, so maybe that's not the Shai of Chasnus,
Then you wouldn't need.
Right, then you wouldn't need, or the Rashba says you do need. So Rav Abadi has this tshuva. I don't know, I didn't put it in the packet here. Let me see. But you wouldn't, so The mice, I mean, if you could be mashir, then why not? I mean, the simple shot is that Shabbat should need, but a body can order true when he's 31. Maybe it's, maybe I didn't put it in the packet. Okay. Then there's the famous Mechaber here, where it says if you have, yeah, where is that? Page 20. Sift Zayin. Rabbi Diver Mitzvichim Hechshim Mikui Cheres Magilu Sholosh Poem of Dayel. This is the famous Magilu Sholosh Poem. That's where it's quoted Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Bishalachim. That if you're old, you need extra kelim, and you had Bishalachim the Kli Cheres, so you can be Magil Gimel Poem. That was one of the conversations one time when I met Rav Chaim Kanievsky. We spoke about this Yerushalmi. That Yerushalmi in Shumas, that you machshir gimel pa'amim, hagala gimel pa'amim for a kli cheres, and that's, you know, because it's drabanim. So then there's a whole discussion which drabon they say, no, all drabanim, some drabanim say, you know, ikar, you know. So, but that's the whole concept. Yeah, but it's Kli Cheres, so you can't do Hagalah, but the Yerushalmi says you can be Magil Gimel Pa'amim, and that'll be enough to take care of a Derabbanan like Bishalachim, Sheinu Ikram Midaraisa. So other poskim, you know, have used this to other, you know, sometimes in dishwashers it's discussed and things like that. Like David Feinstein and Moshe discussed doing three cycles, dishwashers, based on this idea. So, major. So, okay. Then there's the discussion of coffee. Is the Bishul Akum by coffee? So this is a discussion here. If you look in the Pri Chadash, there's the Lashon in the Shulchan Aruch, the Olam Shulchan Malachim Olafes Bozapas on page 21. So, what if something, you know, Olafes Bozapas means it's you put a spread on the bread. So, the question is that a Iker in Hilchos Bishul Akum, that it's only something that you eat together with bread? That is a, so that's what the Pri Chadash says. Mashal option of Malachim Einam Lafti Mosapas came into Ola Shulchan Malachim Parperis. So he says that's what the Shulchan Aruch says, Ola Parperis, to show that it's not only the Lafti Mosapas. It's even if you're eating it separate. Came into Ola Shulchan Malachim Parperis, like the Kinuch Suda is Nessa. So that is the discussion here of is that a good heter of that it's not Malachis Bo'ez HaPas. Yeah, maybe the Lashon HaRam. Yeah. If you look at the Lashon HaRambam, what did the Rambam say?
Oh.
1 second. Shimcha Peres. Yeah, so he says, so the Shulchan Aruch uses the Lashon Lafis as a Lafas, all the Parperis. So he says, so they're being more Machmir.
What is the case
of Parperis? Well, why you have to know Torah and Rambam, who is assuming we're going to show only Shulchan Lachim, Mishun Parperis. Prepares his dessert.
Sorry?
Dessert.
Dessert.
And the daughter had all the shulchan aruch of our parents was in the mitzvah, Mishum Egoyim. And she came there and did a Rambam, Eid of Bukhuvar, and the Gemara. And he says, Eid of Bukhuvar, because the Gemara says the favorites, Kol she'ina all the shulchan aruch of Lachis vo zapas. Eid of Mishum Bishum Lachim, and Kol she'ina all the shulchan aruch of Lachis, Eid of Mishum Bishum Lachim, that was a Rambam. Dabar she'ina all the shulchan aruch of Lachim vo es a pas ein on dem zamis khaver olo al kan ein kois ich ene was du laf is bei sa pas hat ich es mir schon so it's much for that you need the word just says the lafis vos hapas. But if it's not the lafis vos hapas, then not. Then it's okay. That's the pasuk tzadi says. So even though the Rambam uses the Lashon of Parperis, he says, well, how does that stem with the Gemara? So he says that Rambam doesn't mean Parperis in the way we normally, a Parperis could mean just a spread. So spread, so you can do a Suda. Liftan, Lafis was a pastor. Say this, Rambam, the famous Shnai is, a parish lift them. So he says what the Beis Yosef said, that the Torah learns that the Torah says all the parish. But he says the Torah gets it from the Rambam, so he doesn't think that's so poshut. He says in Mosek even a Torah taught him subiyadu. But if the Torah means spread, then I didn't see it. So that's a kula. So that's one of the kulas. That's one of the kulas that that's used. Right, he's saying that that's, yeah, then in the end he's Mako, and he says that you need that to be Lapis Vosapas, and Paparis means Lapis Vosapas. That was one Nakuda, and then, one second, and then the pre-Kaddish on page 25 says as well, "Apizim as mutalushto hakave b'beit ha'akum
how can you say nechum moshul chayim? How can you also the lachis was a pas? It's not made the lachis.
So it's meant to drink coffee in
the. He wants to, and then he says
that maybe it's bottled to the Kikadashim on page 23. Maybe it's bottled to the water. Water is no bishulakam, and this is just a taste of the water. Tehilas ha-sheikhul shel tevua shum bishulakam. You take that tevua bottle of gavei mayim with your bracha, and now he bottle in the nisim bishul. So he says, therefore you can be making on coffee. Another svar. So that's well, it's already cooked, so you could, so it's finished, so it's good. Yeah, so people are generally make all on the Shai of Bishalach and their coffee. So these are the, and I told you, and then there's a question about all the things, that all the manufactured things that you know, like potato chips and tuna fish and all these things are all shilas of bishalakim. So the two mahalkim, either we assume that canned things are not all shilas of malakim. Well, Rabbi Bible likes to have there that anything that's based on the poskim that we discussed last time, that things that are manufactured in a company are mufka from maybe paspalter and maybe also from bishalachim. So that would take care of everything. All the potato chips and the mice who are maker. So, you know, a person who's, you know, only eats hamisha things, so then those will have bishul yisrael, and they won't have an OU on the potato chips and things like that. Because one could say, no, that you should be machmir, that the potato chips is bishalakum and the tuna fish is bishalakum. So the hamish ashkachas will have bishul yisrael, and pas yisrael. Can't rely on any of these coolers. That's why even the coolers that, you know, hashkacha agencies that are generally relied on are relying on coolers that some people accept and some people don't accept. So
does it depend how the raw food is prepared, and then you predict for the rest of the thinking between baked potato that is served and the rest of them and potato chips in both?
Right, you could say, I mean, Rabbi Willig once discussed the question of whether it's a din in the min or it's a din in the specific thing. The sabbath should be in the specific thing.
Yeah.
I mean, now, you know, there's a trend in trying to give hachsherim on vegan restaurants. That's been the new trend. That are open on Shabbos. The people that are marginally from, so some people have this attitude, right or wrong, that at least for these people we should try to at least have some minimum hechsher for them. But obviously it's trace meat, there's nothing to talk about. So So these vegan places, vegetarian and vegan, they have these, so they have these questions. So one of the big questions in these restaurants is bishlakum. So there's one rav that suggested that maybe all these vegan things, these restaurants are, second-rate food, second-rate, so the whole institution is not all shulchan malachim. Others maybe question that. So for people that, that's the whole question, the notion of having a hechsher, so the people who otherwise would probably eat treif, so have this type of hechsher that, will meet, and there are people that are very involved in this. This is like a new trend. There are people that their specialty is these vegan, restaurants. I wouldn't necessarily recommend that you guys go and eat in vegan restaurants that have, but it could be that you have to offer a call. It could be the people who eat there, have something to be sold on. So checking vegetables is that's a separate issue of bugs and how we deal with bugs.
They're readily recognizable.
Yeah. Right. Are they nika? Are they not nika? Are they cooked? Are they not cooked?
What was it? So the second mahalach on
tuna fish?
Tuna fish, potato chips.
Yeah, one mahalach, Hamish mahalach is to be machmir. Yeah, don't only eat things with Hamish. That's why my kids, when they have embroiderers, when they have a birthday party for the kids, and they bring in for the whole, whether they have the Shabbos Abba or the Shabbos Ima, so they bring in for the whole class, it has to be a Hamish Hashkacha. It can't be, because it still can be shilas and the other hashkachas of Pasachim and Mishalachim and things like that. It's not, so they wanted to,
the whole Tumahakim and Shivas on the question whether canned food is considered all the Shulchan Malachim.
Right, so some say it's not all Shulchan Malachim. That would be one half. And some say no, that it is considered all Shulchan Malachim, and the heter is because of industry heter. That's Rabbi Bali likes the industry heter. Something that's made in a factory, you have no shaykhus to the people, so then you're not going to marry. You're not going to call up their thing and say, that was potato chips I had today. It was very good, Maybe have a daughter for me. So it's not going to... No one's going to... I told you, the main concern was like the grandma scenario, where you have your mamas meet the people, and they're serving you these delicious... I told you, they were the best in town when they first opened up. And, they had these Gewaldige chocolate chip cookies and Gewaldige brownies. It was the biggest hit in the world. And then they got older and then they sold it. The original grandma. The grandpa.
Would it matter if it was grandma, so a shop which is awesome.
I don't think And I remember that originally they didn't realize when they opened it, it said in the newspaper, I remember I was with Rabbi Yagid once, and he was reading in the newspaper, it said that they didn't even realize that to make it kosher. They didn't realize that that's going to get them all the business. And then someone explained to them, you know, if you make it kosher, you get a lot of... So Rabbi Yagid was interesting that they didn't even realize. And then they talk and made it kosher. It was under S.O.Y. Hashkacha. You remember Ashen. Rabbi Moshe Ashen, S.O.Y. used to give Hashkacha. So other Hashkacha gives, Rabbi Willer gives now, but in the older days, the S.O.Y. gave. And S.O.Y. was Rabbi Moshe Ashen. He gave Hashkacha on some of these places. Yeah. Then they decided that S.O.Y. shouldn't be in the Hashkacha business anymore. So then, other Hashkacha.
Do they have to have a Jew start their
fire? Yeah, something like that. Asher, I believe. Involved. Okay, Rabbi Moshe, so let me conclude. I mean, I don't officially consider this the last shiur because we have more. I mean, you know, Baruch Hashem, we had another very beautiful year of learning. But the key is to do chazara, to be kona. And I was at a chasana yesterday, so I was schmoozing with Professor Shmuel Kessner. He's a very chashuv, he's a Talmud of Rav Guspin. So he was, and he davened by Rav Bick, Rav Moshe Bick. So Rav Bick said a certain thing he liked about YU is in comparison to other yeshivas was accountability. That there's more accountability. That you have penis, you have accountability. So in that light of accountability, we're going to have accountability session on the 25th. And then hopefully the rest of the week we should have shiur. Because I still want to do Tfilas Kalim and Yayin Nesach and some other big topics. This year was the first year that I didn't do Shkita and Melicha. Just the way the time worked. It's not like we took any breaks. So we didn't really take breaks, but things took a little longer. Okay. I think it's Kedai. I mean, you can listen online. The Shirim Shkita and Melicha are online. But we did what we did. And the Siyata and the Shemaya. And those that want to come next year for Nida, as Hashem will be giving Nida, I'm also giving Brachas. Those that are interested, you know, halacha lemaisa brachas, things that in masechta brachas, that you know about zman and other things that are very very nogea, that it's also something that you won't necessarily have an opportunity so often to do these things so well and understand them, you know. So we don't. Yeah, that's the.
What was the sukkah this year?
Yeah, right, this year the sukkah. And then Sunday, I still have to decide what's going to be the Sunday shiur, what will be that in it, and then decide, but the brachas will be Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And the yard nida will be Bez Hashem Monday, Wednesday. And I always like to know what people want to hear. You know, we're still continuing Maitzik Safim in Stucco. We have at least two more weeks. If we do more, we'll see. If not, I don't know, we'll see. And but these are, you know, halacha, there's so much to learn in halacha. They just came out with the biography of Rav Fishel Hershkowitz. It's just printed. I just bought it yesterday. I was in Barbach yesterday. So he was considered like one of the biggest poskim in the generation, even if you didn't hear of him. He was still one of the biggest poskim in the generation. Poskim and Talmid Chacham and Bekiim, tremendous. So halacha is has a lot, you know, it's broad. Smicha is limited, you know, and then you have the rest of your life, so you have to keep learning and broaden yourself, and at least first start knowing the things you have to know for Smicha. So Bez Hashem, as of tomorrow, we start the Chazar week. and then we'll do some more things, Bez Hashem, and then you'll sign up with Rabbi Tuchman for next Monday, Bishra Tova, and it was okay. We just shkak for everyone who was here this year, and so there are people who are here that are listening online, so we wish them well as well. And then maybe we should just sing for today's last day, so we'll sing for Menachem Selesky, who listen online, because I don't know if he'll be here the other day, so we should, might as well sing for him as well. And then we won't end off with a good note. So this is Mazel Tov to Menachem, to his wife, and the birth of a baby girl. What? Oh, Avyokin got engaged, yeah, that's right. Mazel Tov to him as well. So we'll sing twice. This is for Menachem first. Charge. Refresh, still in the 9:30 till 11:00.